Devil's Lair, written by Sarah Barry and read by Fiona McLeod. Callie leant against the solid warmth of her husband and sipped her coffee. From the back deck, they looked over the sparkling pool to the long, neat rows of vines and the sun rising over the lush green mountains beyond their estate. Birds sang their first songs of the day in the blue gums that dotted the grounds, while the sweet scent of Daphne caught on the warming breeze. Dale rested his head against hers. Callie could feel her eyelids drooping as the tranquility seeped into her, even as the coffee slid down her throat.
"Quiet day today?" Dale murmured.
"Yeah. You?"
"Not so much."
He played with the curl of her hair, letting it slide through his fingers.
"How did I end up with such a beautiful wife?"
She lifted a hand and tucked the auburn curl behind her ear.
"What do you want?" she said with a laugh.
He smiled against her forehead.
"Do you think you could update the prices on the wine catalogue for me? It needs to go out."
She contemplated the request, took another sip of her coffee.
"Sure.
Do you think you could bring one of those 2008 vintage Merlots back after work to fix the headache it's going to give me?"
He chuckled. "Deal. We're a pretty great team, you and I."
"I think so." Rosella's flocked to the grass by the property gates, catching her eye and reminding her. "I think I want to put in another garden bed where that tumble of rock sits near the front gate. It could look really great with the right plantings."
"I was going to take them away with the backhoe."
"You've been going to do that for the last 5 years.
Things keep getting in the way."
She tipped her head back to smile at him.
"Right.
So, I should plant it out."
"You can take the girl out of landscaping, but you can't take the landscaping out of the girl."
"I don't think that makes sense."
"I think you're right. Go ahead. It'll look spectacular."
"Great.
Paisley's back today, right?"
"Yeah, should be.
If she's managed to tear herself away from Tassie." "It's a nice part of the world."
"Maybe we should find time to zip down there one of these days. You could show me where you grew up," she suggested.
"I think we've got enough to do, don't you?"
Dale asked. As though in agreement, the office phone rang. Callie groaned, untangled herself from the warmth of her husband, and walked through the pair of glass doors to the cosy kitchen, snatching the cordless off the bench. It was unlikely the call would be business at 7 in the morning, but habit had her answering, "Highgrove Estate, may I help you?" Silence. Then a mumbled,
"Something."
Dial tone.
"Have a nice day," she grumbled as she replaced the handset on the charger.
She picked up Dale's mail, which was stacked by the phone. He was hopeless with correspondence. Unless she put it in his hand, the mountain would only continue to get higher. A black envelope amid the more businesslike white collection caught her eye, and she pulled a face. That one had been sitting there for close to 2 weeks. She carried it out along with the rest and dropped them in front of him.
"Oh, ta. Who was on the phone?" he asked.
"Wrong number, I think." She sat down beside him. "What's the black one?" A flicker of irritation flashed across his face. He shrugged, got to his feet.
"Just something from an old school friend."
"Who is this old friend?" she pressed, because his reaction was odd.
"Not someone I want to renew ties with."
He dropped a kiss on her forehead.
"I'd better get moving."
"Do you have to start this early today?" She caught him behind the neck before he could straighten, pressed her lips to his. "I could make breakfast or..."
"Which?"
he groaned, removing her hand before kissing her fingers.
"You know I do. And you need to look over that catalogue."
"Hmm."
She sulked into her coffee. "I'll make it up to you later."
He leant in and kissed her until her toes curled.
"We've got forever to look forward to lazy breakfasts."